Okay, well, I had a chance to look at the tape, and there were some good things. And again, I'm probably more determined than I am discouraged. But I do get that we'll be judged by wins and losses and not by anything else. And that's the way it should be. You know, that's how this business is. When I look at our football team, I really like the resiliency of our guys. I like the grit. The guys fought hard, you know, and at the end of it all, we had a chance to win the game, and we didn't. So the truth of the matter is we got to finish, you know, and that's something I talked to the group about. You know, we're not even through the first quarter of the season, and we played three games, and I think we talk about quarters, and this weekend will be really the ending of the first quarter of the season. So, you know, our record is not what we want it to be, but at the same time, we know that we're still working at trying to get that first victory. But as I told the guys, as we continue to work and we get one, and you get that feeling, you start getting some confidence about what you're doing, and who knows what could happen. So what we got to do is stay to it and keep working at it each and every day. Don't get discouraged. Don't get be careful what you let go into your ears, and keep working at it. And I think this group will. We have some tremendous veteran players who understand the process we're in, who will push through and teach the young guys how it's done. And I'll be the first to tell you, I don't like our young players experiencing losing. I don't like taking L's, because that's what they start understanding, and I don't want that in our building. So it's a fight, and we got to fight the fight to get over the hump. But I don't want anybody to ever think I'm discouraged by what's going on. I know exactly what's going on. And I think, you know, there's still work to be done in a lot of different areas to get us to where we need to be. But I don't think anybody can question how hard this team fights, and their grit and their toughness, because I've watched it improve week in and week out. And there's still more to give from coaches to players and from players to coaches. I think there's still more to get, and I think we'll get that. Coming from the game, there was a couple of injuries that we sustained. Obviously, Tremont has an AC joint in the shoulder, so that would be day-to-day, and we'll get a chance to see how he is when we get back to work on Wednesday. And then the other one is Nate Orchard. You know, he had a high ankle sprain, suffered the last play of the game, so I think he'll be out for a little while, and we'll kind of go from there. But you know, we kind of got out of there relatively healthy, being in the heat, playing our guys. And again, the effort, I can't say enough, was outstanding. The finish for the last 2 weeks is something we just totally need to do better. Okay.
What do you mean when you said you told the players, be careful what you let go in your ears?
Because we're not going to get caught up in this. You're losing. Yes, that's what I'm not. We're not about that. You know, so that's all everybody talks about is the past and what's going on here and this, that, and the other. And I'm not interested in talking about the past. I'm interested in creating a new future and a better future. So that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what we're going to be about.
But, I mean, you may not listen to the radio, but everybody says that you guys are tanking this season so you can get the first
round. I don't care. You said it. No, let me say this, because I don't want to keep saying I don't care what our fans say, because I do. But I do want everybody to know we're not tanking a season. If that was the case, then we wouldn't be trying as hard as we are. So I'm not after a first pick. I'm not after any of that. I don't think our organization is after that. We're trying to win as many games as we can win. It would make no sense to tank a season. If that's what I thought we're about, I wouldn't be sitting here today. So I'm not interested in that. Our players are not interested in that. We're interested in winning. I'm interested in winning, and that's all I talk about, and that's all we're trying to become. And anybody who thinks that these guys are not working extremely hard or coaches are not working extremely hard to win every game is mistaken.
How do you balance the difficulty of losing a single game with kind of the positives you see from a young team?
Well, I think, you know, the positives is what you want to see, because you want to see growth, you know, week in and week out. But, I mean, let's make no mistake, this football, period, is about winning and losing. It's not about anything else. We play a game, and they keep score, you know, and at the end of it, they say this one has more points than the other team. So we got to get on the other side of the ledger, you know. Have I seen improvement from our football team? Yes, I have. And that's what I expect to see, and that's what I tell our guys. I expect to see us get better. And that means that they're working hard, and we're creating the right environments for them, and all that stuff is good. But it's got to start leading the wins for our team.
Mm-hmm. The reality is, if one of those three kicks goes through, you do win the game.
Right.
Are you planning on keeping him around, or is that something you're going to...
No, yes, I do right now. You know, I do. I mean, that's a tough job. You know, I challenge any of us to come in here on a flight on late Friday night and wake up and meet the coach for a second and then get on another flight and head to Miami and not know really a lot of your teammates, but some, and walk out and kick in pregame and then go kick in a game where you attempt, you know, five of these field goals, not two, not one, but five. That's a lot of pressure, you know, and then here's the game winner sitting you right in the face. So I can't put that on him. That's a tough situation. Everybody said, well, that's the kicker's job. It is his job, but normally guy's a job, he's been around his employer a little bit, you know, he's been around his teammates a little bit. So I think it was tough. It was a tough circumstance. It's unfortunate. If he would have made it, we'd be, you know, we'll be celebrating right now. But he didn't. So, and I think it's unfair just to dump it all on him. There's a whole bunch of other plays we left out there with some guys that have been here since OTAs, you know, since I first met them way back when, that we could have made. So we need to, there's blame to go all the way around, starting with me. And it starts with me and ends with me. So we got to get better.
Him as opposed to a guy with more years in the league like Robbie Gould?
Because we made an organizational decision that was the right guy for us.
Wow.
You know, because he was the right guy. I mean, we felt good about watching him kick on tape. We felt felt good about everything that he was doing. We felt he was the best of the group, and we all made that decision together. So I've heard there's been different things said, but that's so far from the truth. I mean, any decision that's made here about our football team, we make together. So I felt very comfortable, and if there's anything that comes out of this building, it should come from me, okay, not from anybody else. So if I didn't say it, I guarantee you nobody else has any right to ever say anything about we should have had this guy or somebody wished they had that guy. We took the guy that we wanted. It was Cody Parkey, and that's the guy we put on our team, and that's the guy that kicked for us.
Why did you take a knee prior to that kick?
Because I thought we were in range, and, you know, I wanted to take a chance of having the ball. I've had that experience of having the ball to a running back in a playoff game, and all of a sudden we didn't get the ball back anymore. So I felt pretty good about the quarterback just standing there in the center and taking a knee. I thought we were definitely in range to make the field goal. You know, they say hindsight is 20/20, so and maybe next time I'll do it differently. But I felt at that time it was the right thing to do for our football team in that situation.
Philosophy during overtime, mm-hmm. Deferring kicking off as opposed to just taking the ball and trying to get down.
Absolutely. I thought our team was on defense was hot. We had stopped them, you know, the time before, and I thought we could stop them again, which we did. You know, I just didn't think the punter was going to unleash one like he did way back there that pinned us way back there. So I thought I played it the right way, you know. But I thought we would have a better field position than what we did. You know, we did get the ball back and we had a chance. We just didn't, we couldn't move it from there. They did a good job on defense and we didn't do a good job on offense. So I wouldn't change the strategy. I think it was the right thing. Now, if I felt differently about how we were playing on defense and how things were going, then maybe I would have reversed that thought. But I felt good about the decision at that time. Could be. It could be. It's based on who you're playing. Who's the other quarterback? You know, what elements are you facing? I think a lot goes into it. Wouldn't just, oh, okay, let me toss it up in the air and figure it out. I thought through it pretty good, you know, way ahead of time, because I had a feeling that was coming. If we didn't make it, so you're sitting there walking down the sideline in case you don't make the kick and you're thinking through the different scenarios that could happen. And I thought that was the best one for us at that time. At this point, I think he is, yes.
He had it to do all over again, obviously. Did he need more chipping help on that side, or what could you do in that situation?
You know, I think Austin, and I think any time a guy gives up multiple sacks and have a few penalties, I think everybody thinks that, you know, the guy's not playing as well. Was there some times that we could have helped him a little more? Yes, there's no question we could have. But I think Austin Pastore is battling as hard as he can, you know. And I think he's still the right choice for us over at right tackle. And will I adjust our scheme a little bit to do some things to help him? Yeah. But I think I wish you guys could see some of the other things that he is doing, you know, to balance some of the things that he's not doing as well. But I think he's fighting hard, you know. And, again, you know, it's easy to look at those sacks and those things and make determinations that maybe somebody else should be in there. But I think right now he's the best we have, or else I wouldn't play him there, you know. So, and I think he's battling hard. I'm very happy with some of the things he's doing. Is there some things he can do better? Yes, he can. Can I help him more? Yes, I can. So we'll continue to get better and go back to the drawing board.
Kessler yesterday. What did you like? What didn't you like?
Well, I thought that early in the game, I didn't like our start. You know, I thought, you know, obviously I thought, you know, obviously the anxiety of the situation, you know, obviously he had jitters in the beginning, and then I think he calmed down, and I thought he made some throws, he made some plays, he made some tough plays. He threw the ball in there. I mean, the guy completed 21 of 30, was it 31, 33, whatever it was, and 244 yards and didn't turn it over. So not turning it over was huge other than the sack fumble. And I thought he stood in there, and I thought he played tough. He played with poise after that first series, and that was his first game as into the National Football League in the regular season. So I thought there were some good things. Are there things to improve on? There's no question. I think our whole team, there's things to improve on. But I thought for the most part he battled as hard as he could. Well, I think it's, I mean, it was good, and that's what we expected. I mean, he settled down, and I thought what he did was start playing within the structure of our offense and really start letting the game come to him. You know, I've always told the guys, you don't have to do anything special. Just do your job and do it as best you can, and the rest will take care of itself. And I thought once he settled down after that first series, I thought he played some good football.
One of the changes you made with prior, at least from what we saw earlier, was he was only in the Wildcat, I think, one time, where you had Kessler on the field. And I think there was a timeout, so that play was wiped out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you feel you only have 10 players on the field when you use the Wildcat, and that's why you had Kessler come off the rest of the day?
God, Tony, I never looked at it like that. There's still 11 out there. Yeah. You know, we got to put 11 on the field. I don't know that I look at it like you just said it. You know, I guess when we say Wildcat, there's – a quarterback out there. I think it's strategy more so than anything. I don't think I look at it, you know, that we only got 10 guys. I think you guys know Terrell Pryor's been around me, so I know what Terrell's capable of doing and what he can and what he can't do. So I just tried to maximize our opportunities on offense with him and to maximize his ability because he has a lot of talent. So I don't know if it was because I wanted 10 or 11. I just 11 guys out there. Let's play. Never know. We'll see.
What's it say about him, though, when he says after the game that he's not, after having a historical performance like that, I guess you have to go back to like 1959 to date what he, you know, what he was able to accomplish. But him saying after the game that he's disappointed in himself, that he didn't do enough. What's your reaction to a guy who, you know, was a major part of keeping you in that game, coming out and saying that, you know, I'm part of the reason we lost?
Well, that's what I love about him. You know, honestly, that's what I love about all our guys. I don't think any man was happy with just getting close. You know, I think we wanted to win the game, and he did do some spectacular things. You know, and I know a lot of people are surprised by what they saw. And Terrell, I'm not. You know, I see it every day on the practice field. I see it every day when he goes out and plays. So Terrell can do a lot of different things with a football, you know, and it's just having – some imagination to allow him to do that and having a player that's willing to do that, you know. And he obviously did some good things, but he said it. I mean, there's some things he can do better. He's still a young receiver that's emerging and getting better each and every day. So we're going to keep chasing, as having him be as good as he can be. And one thing I do admire about him is that he's willing to do anything we ask him to do. So I think that's where it starts. There's some National Football League players I've been around, they say, hey, I want you to try this. And be like, uh-uh, I'm not doing that. You know, this is what I do, but not him. And that's a gift, and I'm happy he's on our team.
Was Joe Hayden a true game-time decision, or did you know her a little bit earlier?
No, it was a true game time decision, you know, and so again, I think it was the right thing to do for Joe and his long-term health and for the health of our team as we continue to move forward. And I expect Joe to be back and playing and be back doing what he normally do, go out there and cover some receivers. There's no question. I think Cody right now will be our quarterback this week, unless, you know, something else from the medical staff is told to me. No, I'm not talking about Cody. I'm talking about we have other quarterbacks that medically are not up right now. So, again, I'm going to – yeah, no, he's fine. I got to quit saying guys are fine because normally I come back and guys are down. So let me talk to the medical people and be for sure. But I seen him today in person. I think he's going to be fine.
After the overtime, all right, so your defense did force the punt.
Yes, it did.
You take the ball over at the 9. And then you got the one first down, and then you still weren't shy about throwing it.
No, because there's
like the matchups you had.
Yeah, there were some things that we saw that we felt very good about. I mean, again, there was plays to be made. We didn't make them, you know. And whether I threw it, ran it, whatever, it's on me. It's the decisions I made, and we didn't get it done. So we'll move forward.
Can you talk about Pryor's improvement as a receiver? I mean, 144 yards on its own would have been a heck of a game.
That's all. He should have more. He should have. I mean, there's some things, like I said, he's got to continue to improve on and get better at. You know, but he's getting better, and he'll be first to tell you there's some things that he wants to do better because, I mean, the sky's the limit for the guy. The guy's big and fast and athletic, so I'm not surprised by anything that he does. No, I mean, I think those guys deserve to play. You know, I think they both ran extremely well and hard. You know, we're running the ball better than I think a lot of people think we could. And we're going to continue to get better at it. You know, we're scratching the surface of what I think we can be. You know, I am, the fun part for me is, you know, there was a preseason, and now I'm truly getting to know who our guys are in the season. You know, sometimes you get an idea of who you are, and you get an idea of who they are at practice. But when you start playing against other competition, you really start to see. And our guys are expressing themselves in different ways. You know, Isaiah has, and Duke has, and the front guys have. And I kind of have a pretty good idea of who we are, and it's showing. You know, we run the ball pretty good. You know, but you can't just run the ball in a National Football League and be a very dynamic offense. You got to be able to do both. So. We got some growing to do in some other areas, and we'll continue to do so. But I think our guys are battling, you know, up front, and I think our runners are running, and we just got to continue to stay after it.